Shir Yud, Gim Dalet, Parshas Vayisai.
Meisvi. Sukkah sheigvoyu lemalo me'esrimamo psula. Rabbi Yude Machshir Ad 45 Mamo Omar Rabbi Yude Meister Behilni Amalko Sheish Sukoso Gvoyo Me 20 Mamo Vo Yuskeinim Nichnosim Yoisim Lesham Velo Yomru Loi Dovo. So we see that it's kosher. Omru Loi Mishom Rayo Isha Iso Vepturu Minasuko. So the man that didn't tell her nothing because she's Potu Minasuko. אמר להם, ולא ישיב הסבונים היו לו, והועיד כל מעשה או לא יוסטו אלו על פי חכומים. זה נגמור, לא אמרו לי למיתנה, והועיד כל מעשה או לא יוסטו אלו על פי חכומים. הוכי כאמר לו, חית אם רובונים קטנים היו וקטנים פטורים מן הסוכו, קטנים מן הסוכו, כיוון דשיבו אבו, היא אפשר דלויה בבוחד שאין הצורך לאימוי. וחיתאים וקוטן שאין צורך לאימא מדרבנו למחיה ואי בדרבנו למשכחו תשמע ואויד כל מעשה או לא יוסטו אלו על פי חכומים. סבו שתי דוין לברייס רב יודה בוד הראיה דת חכומים לא יאמרו לו דובו ועל חכומים לא יאמרו לו דובו זה ראיה דת למעלה מ-20 אמו את קושו תפורד את ראיה אז תוך האישו. So Rabbi Yudai, no, I'm talking about the kids. She had kids. Kids are chayev b'chinuch. Ve'lo yomru lo dobo. Ve'lo yomru lo dobo. So val, the kids are chayev b'chinuch ve'lo yomru lo dobo. Is a raya. So the Gemara, maybe the little kids, tzorich le'imoy, maybe the Rabban, she was not machmir. So lemaisa, when you learn the Gemara, you have to remember, the Chura, the Gemara finishes that Rabbi Yudah is right and Rabbanon are wrong. Lemaisa, Rabbi Yudah has a raya that lemalo me'esri mamo is kosher. Because why Chazal didn't say about the chinuch? And the Gemara does not answer the vile what Rabbanon will answer. Later, in the end of the suge, is one teretz. Lemandama suke ktane, the kids were in a bigger suke, and she was in a small suke, and there's an argument where the kids were sitting. If you want mandama, maybe the Gemara will find the eitz. We'll get to it. But be'etzim l'chur devayel, the Gemara never really answered what Rabbonon will answer to the raya. You bought a raya, libe de Rabbi Yudah. Hashem Raya Libet Rabbi Yude, why they didn't say nothing? Given a parshas chinuch, why Chachomim didn't tell her it's wrong? And the Gemara doesn't speak out exactly what would be the answer. Libet Chachomim, what would be exactly the answer? Libet Chachomim. We'll get to it later. We mentioned yesterday that the Ritva brings down Yeshoimri. He says Mikan Muchach. If the whole Raya from the sugya is from chinuch. That for chinuch, you have to be yoytze ki ilchosoi. Because if you will say that in chinuch, you don't have to be yoytze ki ilchosoi, what is the raya? They said in the sukkah, the sukkah was lemala me'esri mama, for chinuch is enough. For chinuch is enough. What is the raya? For chinuch it's enough. The Gemara brings a raya, lemala me'esimama, it's a raya that it's good. What is the raya? The Torah says, even for chinuch, it's not enough. As I zog the ritva. It's one of the nicest things. Ma'osha minen, the kotten shemechanchim oisi b'mitzves, yesh relas is mitzvah behechsher gomur kegobl. Do ma'isi raya b'shmaisi misuka shehirni. Shum deloisagi deleke b'boneo chad shigia lechinuch. The boy is suki ma'al yose. Umikro mole ksiv, chanoich lanar al pidarko, gam ki igdal yosu mimenu. Zog nerit bo mikan muchach, da for chinuch you have to have a fully mitzvah. Ve'u tzrachti lichtoiv ze, lefi shiroisi chachomim toim beze. I saw some chachomim atoye, So because of that, I've written it down. By me, it's poshut. That for chinuch, you have to have something that is roi for mitzvah d'oraisa. Utzrachti lichtov zeh, ki roiti acherim shetoyim. So b'etzem, the acherim, ba, let me to besadim. The acherim shetoyim, let me to besadim, I want to go. The acherim shetoyim, they hold that for chinuch, you don't have to have ale pirtei ha-mitzvah. So lefi divrayim, the Ritva says, the sugi is a bissel shver. And the sugi state that is a raya from the fact that they said in sugi shemala mesimamo that it's kosher. Because if it's possible, that will not be good for chinuch. So the man is like the Ritva, he has a raya from the sugi, the loike divrayim. The Mishneh Brura and Tov Reish Nunches brings down a machlekes, lulev, and the first day is a big problem. Because it's a lochev lochem. So when you want, if your friend wants to be yotze with the lulav, what you do? You give him matone al menas le'achzir. You give him matone al menas le'achzir. But by a cotton, you can't give him matone al le'achzir because he can't give it back. So you can't give it to him. So l'chu, he can't be yotze with the lulav. And he can't make a brocha. V'yesh me'achroinim she'soivrim, the mitzvah chinuch miskayim gam b'shaul. גם בזה מסחן לחבן למצווס חיין משמע במורדכי בשם רעבון. So the Mishnah Brura brings down a machlekes. If a chinuch, it has to be that the lulav belongs to the kid, or you could be yotze b'shaul even if it doesn't belong to the kid. Shaar Tzion is ma'arich to explain the tzad that be yotze. The man is viril rabon di yochal akot nlit a lulav b'lo yaknoe. וגם פשט לא של שולחנו הוא חמש מהאוכי. So the Mishnah Brura paskins, זה משמע לשער הציון, the עיקר ההלוכה is משמע, it's clear, that you could be יועצה בלולב שאול. לחורה, and this shit will ask the ריטבוס קשה. The יש שטוים, maybe no one is like that. Oh, לא יש שטוים. אבל the Mishnah Brura paskins that you could be יועצה בשאול. How you can be yotze b'shaul? We see that for a mitzvah, you don't have to have exactly like the Torah. If you don't have to have exactly like the Torah for the mitzvah, so what the Gemara is asking a kasha for the malam esrim amo muchach that for chinuch you need to have a fully mitzvah. So how you could say that shaul is good? So what is the Gemara's kasha for the malam esrim amo? Maybe lemaisa it's possible, but a shiva bonim could be yotze chinuch with such a sukkah. The terrace is, zog the bell to terutzi. Some takas shittas hold that Shaul is not good. It has to be exactly like the Teira. The feed the shittas that hold that's not good, like the Ritva, everything has to be exactly like the Teira. But the shittas that hold that Shaul are good will say as a chiluk. Shaul, be'etzem, you can't see a difference. Lemalo me'esrimamo, you could see a difference. So the kid could have a mistake. When you'll be older, he will think you could sit in Shadr Sukkah. Shaul, for the kid, it looks the same. Maybe better, belong this. Shaul is a good lulav, is a good esrik. The bailim could be yoitza by him. Alamalam esrimama is nishkin gute sukkah. A raya that this is the emeset eretz. The biuraloch and simen tof reish nun zayin, and the last line, כדי לחנכי במצווס פושוט שצורך שיהיו דלת מינים קשירים כמו בגודל. דלת מינים of the kid have to be kosher exactly like a godl. No black spots, no נחלקו, no יובש, exactly like a godl. Here he says it has to be exactly like a godl, and in Tof Reish Nunches he brings a machlekes if it could be Yitzhak Bishol. The Teretz says the דלת מינים have to be the same. Shaul is a sach leichter, because by Etzem it's a good lulav. By the Bailim it's good, by Yenem it's not good. So again, so the Vav we mentioned that the Mishneh Brura paskens that the Maisa, the kid has to have chinuch exactly like the Godel, like the Ritva. Only by Shaul, that by Etzem it's a good lulav esrek, just grade, it's felt by the Bailim, that is a machlekes if it's good or not. And Mishneh Brura is noted that it's good, and it's not a kasha from our sugya. Our sugya is lemalo me'esrim amo, is like kol apsulim. That the Mishneh Brura passes bir aloche, the last line in Siman Tov Reish Nun Zayin, the last bir aloche, that it's not good. Say this is poshut. But now we have a kasha. The yeshtoim hold, we don't pass in the yeshtoim, but the yeshtoim passkin that ale psulim akosha. Right? As they say, the Yeshtoim. Lav dafka shol. The yeshtoim hold that you could use ale psulim for dalet minim. So the shaila is, if the yeshtoim hold that you could use ale psulim for dalet minim, so for every chinuch the rabbanon you could use the psulim. So we have the ritvos kash. Frek the ritvo, if you could use the psulim for dalet minim. If you could use the psulim for dalet minim, so what is the raya from the gemara? If you could use the psulim for chinuch, so what is the raya from gemara from hilni amalko that the kids sat in lemalam esrim avad kesuke v'le amul edavo? A raya that it's a kosher asuke. Maybe it's not kosher, aber for chinuch it's good. Again, this is our kasha. If ale psulim are good for chinuch, this is the yeshtoim. The yeshtoim hold that ale psulim are good for chinuch. So what is the gemara's kasha from Hilni Amalko? How the kids sat in the sukkah l'mala me'esrim amo, are if for chinuch ale psulim are good? So the ritva was mechiach mikan that it's not good, like the Bura Lochi Paskens, chutz b'shol, that we pass that it's not good. But the yeshtoim hold that it's good. If the yeshtoim hold that it's good ale psulim, so what is the gemara's kasha from Hilni Amalka? Zog the Welt. Musman zogin ateretz to answer the yeshtoim, that the yeshtoim will hold that lemalo me'esrim amo is bichlal nishken suke. I want to ask you a kasha. If the yeshtoim, you could use ale psulim, you could use a lemon. Avada nisht. Why not? You could use a psul, but till then. Avada, you cannot use a lemon. Avada, you can't use a lemon. Psulim is a pshat. It's an essay with a psul. This is chinuch. A lemon avada is not a chinuch. Let me. Avada, you can't use a lemon. Avada, you can't use a lemon. Bemele lemalo me'esrim amo is bichlal nishken suke. Loi mi boi lefi de shita of Rav Chonon that it's lushel tarnegoilim. Nishken suke. It's a lushel tarnegoilim. It's a lemon. It's nishken suke. Maybe even lefi rabbe ve rabzeire ve rove we could say that it's nishken suke. Shvar to zogen, but can't say. This could have been a teretz. It could have been a teretz. It could have been a teretz, but it's not mistaber to say like this, because we see in Masech Tesuke that lemalo me'esrim amo is not like a lemon. I mean, a couple, maybe lefi Rav Chonon it is like a lemon. Maybe Rav Chonon tak it's a lusha tarnegoilim. But lefi Rove, lefi Rabbi Rav Zeir, we see nishta zei. Why? First misvora, I think it's like that. The Gemara says later that even as aloch is suke tachas. A bayis is possible. If you make a sukkah under a tree, under metal, it's not good. But if the top sukkah is lemalo me'esrim and you make another sukkah under it, but it's no psul of sukkah tachas sukkah, the Gemara says that it's kosher. Because the top schach is not a bad schach. It's not good, but it's not bad. The Gemara says in Daf Dalet that if you have a sukkah lemalo me'esrim amo and you put pillows inside, it becomes kosher. Why is no psul of taisa v'lo mina osui? No, it's a sukkah, it's only missing, you can fix it. If it'll be mamish, a psul, l'chur, it will not help. Rashi holds in Daf Dalet that zaloch psal ha-yoytim in a sukkah nidon kesukkah. If you have a sukkah that a part of it is less than me'esrim and the other part is lemala me'esrim, everything is kosher. Psal ha-yoytim in a sukkah. As zok Rashi. The Rosh asks, but zay shitas Rashi. So we see that lemala me'esrim is not mamish. Metal, you don't say psal on metal, only on tzach kosh. B'meile, it's not mashma that lemalo me'esrim is a psul. So, l'chol, we back to the kashe. Be'etzim, it's not our kashe, it's the ritmo's kashe. Frek the ritmo, yesh toim. That you hold that ale psulim akosher for chinuch. What is the raya from the Gemara? The Gemara brings a raya from Hilni Amalko. That lemalo me'esrim amo is not kosher for sukkah. Because if not, how the kids were yoitza chinuch? What is the kasha? Yeshtoim hold that ale psulim akosher for chinuch. We hold nishta zei. Our Gemara is gishmak, the Bura Loche, shtims with the Gemara, the ritmo shtims. But the yeshtoim that hold that ale psulim akosher for chinuch, lechur a very shvel from our Gemara. This is the ritmos kasha. Only if we'll say that Lamala Ma'asim is different. This is the first chalik of the sugya. Lama lozen this chalik, we'll do the second chalik, and then we'll go back to it. Rabbi Kivi Eger is mitzayin to learn the Tesis Yeshonim and Yume. The Tesis Yeshonim and Yume brings down Arichas. And the Tesis Yeshonim and Yume says in the end, V'arav Reb Meir Oimer, Sarai from the Sugi and Nazir, Chinuch Loishayach Elo Be'av, Aval Be'odom Acher Loishayach Be'chinuch. Shitas Areb, Reb Meir, the Rebbe from the Tesis Yeshonim, Chinuch is only in a father, not no one else is Chai Be'chinuch. This is the reason, Ein Beisin Mitzuvi La'afrishoi, Kot Noichel Neveles, Ein Beisin Mitzuvi La'afrishoi, no one else is Mechuyiv Te'mechanech. Frag the Tesis Yeshonim, the last big line is Yeshonim. Frag the Tesis Yeshonim, so what the Gemara wants in Hilni Amalka? She's a lady. There's no chinuch. Zog tu tirutzim. Shema hoyo lo imav. Veafilu lo hoyo lo imav. Hoyo mechanchem le mitzvah ba'alme. Shema hoyo lo imav. ואפילו לא יהיה להם לאב, הויסו מחנכס הויסום למצווה בעלמה. So there's two תירוצים. Maybe he was a king also, was a husband here. Or, אין החנמי is no din חינוך, מצווה בעלמה. So I'm giving you here in the Gil Nashas, in the Tumas Hadeshin, בעצם in Tzimen Tzadik Dalet, say, both of these תירוצים are not MS. Was a father? So why the Gemara is busy with the kids, how they ate? So the Tumas Hadeshin, ask how the father ate in the Sukkah. You busy on the kids? She had to yell on her, her husband. This is what he answers, that was the father. The father. Again, if the father is not there, there's no din chinuch. If the father is not there, there's no din chinuch and no one else. When Beis Din came, was a father or not a father? If it was a father, they had to tell him that he doesn't not allowed to eat.
The night before, father was there last night.
Calls the achnis bakashi. Calls the loy mistava. Calls the doichak. Ve'oid. Some say if there's no father, the chiyu becomes to the mother. If a father dies, the chiyu. Yeah, but that's the statement in Teis Yeshonim.
That's always the mother's.
Shh. No. No. Shh. No. Oh, Masada, we could go into the sugya. So again, Teis Yeshonim. Shh. No. No. Teis Yeshonim answers maybe. No. Maybe it was a father there. No, no, not Mistaba. Thomas Hadeshin is not Mistaba. Another teretz, hoysam mechaneches lemitzvah ba'alme. She's not mechuyev to mechanech, but she did it even so. Zogt Rav Kivi Eger, in our Gemara steht nicht das ey. V'dil me b'der Rabbon aloi mashkecho, kol dvore aloi hoyu al picha chomim. And you're telling me now that it's not a real din chinuch? She was like, eh, she did it even though she doesn't have to. As Rav Kivi Eger, Bayos calls it Tzorchiyun Godl. Ho afilu mit der rabon ale mechai ve iu lechanech oisom ve tzorich iu ngod. So the kash is the ram holds that is no chiyuf chiyuch on the mother, only a chiyuf chinuch on the father. So the shaila is what would our gemara? The gemara says Hilni Amalka was busy with chinuch. So if we say when there's no father, there's a chiyuf on the mother, it's good. If it's not, but the Teis Yeshonim answers to say that the father was there, it's not zog. It's nicht emes zog. The Tumas Hadeshin. So zog the Tumas Hadeshin. Zog the Teis Yeshonim. What is the answer? Mikol mekom oisu mechaneches lemitzvah. I mean, the Gemara says al pi chachomim. Kveiger calls it tzorich iyun gadol. Kveiger calls it tzorich iyun gadol. What is the answer? Zog the stipler a givaldik eteretz. Zog the stipler. Es ist Machlekes Rashi ve Teisves in Broches. The Gemara in Broches brings down that the Firashi, a cotton that ate a shir kezais cannot be moitzi his father in Birkas Hamazon. Fregt Rashi Akashe, is a halacha that if someone ate shiur kezayis the rabbanon, he could be moitzi someone that is chayiv in birkas hamazon deiraisa. If someone eats kedei sviya, he's chayiv birkas hamazon deiraisa. So the halacha is, if someone ate a shiur de rabbanon, he could be moitzi someone that ate a shiur deiraisa. So fregt Rashi, so why a kid that ate a shiur de rabbanon cannot be moitzi his father? Why could that be Moitzi his father? Why can't be Moitzi his father? And for Rashi, Kotn afilu mi de rabbonon einu mechuyov, elo de avue rame alei chiyuve lechanchoy. Kotn is not chayev mi de rabbonon, elo avue rame alei chiyuve lechanchoy. The cotton is not chayev b'chinuch de rabbonon. The father is mechuyev to mechanechim. But he's not chayev. Tesis is choylek and Rashi. He says, why not? The kid is chayev. Zog the stipler, the machlekes Rashi and Tesis says, Rashi learns chiyuv chinuch. The father is mechuyev to mechanech the kid. The kid is not chayev. So how he could be mighty his father in Birkas Hamazon? He's not chayev. The father has to force him. But he's not chayev. Tesis learns the kid is chayev mi de rabbonon. The melee he could be mighty his father. So Tesis, the rabbonon is not mighty the raisa. Tesis has a chesh. So now the Gemara in Eruvin. The Gemara says that if a kid has a house, you make Eruv for the kid. You make Eruv for the kid. Frek Tesis, how you could make Eruv for the kid? If you have a goy, you can make Eruv for him. If he has a house in the Eruv, he's mafkia the whole chiyuv. So Tais says, no, Kotn is chayev. He's chayev be'eruv. He's called chayev be'eruv. So lefi Tais says, the kid is chayev bechinuch. Lefi Rashi, the kid is not chayev bechinuch. We have to mechanech him. The world is like two Rashis in our sugi, the same thing. Look at the last two Rashis in the Amud. Kotn shen tzorich leimoy amrinen lekamon dechayev lechanchoy b'mitzvah suke. Look at inside in Rashi. Amrinen lekamon daf chofches chayev lechanchoy b'mitzvah suke. You check the Gemara inside. I checked. It says kotn chayev b'suke midrash. Look at the Mishnah daf chofches. Yeah, look at chofches. What is the lashon chofches? Kotn. What Rashi added here? Look in Rashi. What Rashi added here? Look in Rashi. Chayev lechanchoy. When Rashi copied the Gemara, Rashi add chayev lechanchoy. Rashi can't copy the Gemara. Kotn chayev besuke. Kotn is never chayev besuke. The next Rashi by us. Mide Rabbonon. Shiskiku lehargil es hakotn. Rashi Bayos doesn't say shiskiku es hakotn leishu basuke. So lefi Rashi, the kid is not chayev. Lefi Teisves, the kid is chayev. I remember when I learned Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, when he said over this Rashi that lefi Rashi, the kid is not chayev. Masha'en ken, lefi Teisves, the kid is chayev. He said that Lefi Rashi, Lamoshal, the Goyen Mivilne, when he was closed in his room in Shabbos and he knew the Rashi, he would write his Chiddush HaTorah in Shabbos. He's a Kotn, he knows that he's not Chayev. And he told me, he's written this Chiddush alein. So I looked at him like this, he said, Efshan Nisht. But he said, it's not Indian, the kid is not. He usually stopped if he has even any mitzvah, he said, if he wants to learn, he could learn. Lefi Teisves, Chazal were metaken that the kid would be chayev. It's on the Sefer Birkas Avraham. It says, what would be if the kid is a treife? There's a hole in his heart. You know he's going to die in a year. He's 5 years old, 10 years old. Is he going to mechanechim or not? Lefi Rashi is no Indian. He will never become a gadol. Masha'enke Lefi Teisves, they're ready mechel on him. Then he has a londish of Sofik. What would be if the kid is a shoyte? So when he'll be big also, he's never chayav. So if he Rashi, for sure, he's potur. He's mesupik, if he tastes, maybe also he's potur. As if Chazal never said that a big shoyte is chayav, and a small shoyte, they also didn't put the chiyuv. Midin shoyte, they parted him. There's the stopping. But lin yoneinu. So we have a machlekes. Mele zok de velt. How Tesis will learn the sugya? We're asking a kasha el chure, the mother is not mechuyev to mechanach the kid. The teretz is, zog the Tesis Yeshonim, for sure the mother is not mechuyev to mechanach the kid. But the kid himself is chayev in the mitzvahs, lefi Tesis, right? The kid is chayev in the mitzvahs. While the kid is chayev in the mitzvahs, so the mother, the queen, wanted to help her kid. She wanted to help her kid. So she would put him in a sukkah. She would put him in a sukkah. She would put him in a sukkah that is a good sukkah. This is what Teis Yeshonim means to answer. V'yeshloimar v'afilu lo yoyo lemav oiso mechanchom lemitzvah be'alme. Not stama inyan from mitzvah be'alme. Not stama inyan from mitzvah be'alme. The Gemara is asking a kasha how she let him. She knows her kids, they have a mitzvah, right? So she had to sit in a good sukkah for the kids. She's the queen, she has kids, they have a mitzvah. No, not tzchinuch. Al tzchinuch, only the father is mechuyev to mechanech. But as the kids mitzvah, the kid have a mitzvah alamol, mid rabbanon. No, the kid chazal will mechayev the kid mid rabbanon. She's not chayev. But she would take care of them. What? This is the again. This Yeshonim says she was not chayev. It's a member. But what? The mitzvah ba'alma. We're asking, what is this mitzvah ba'alma? Here we have the answer. They have a mitzvah. And we're not asking. This is what he says. Mitzvah ba'alma, it's enough to him to sugya. We're not arguing this Yeshonim. Where is the mitzvah? There's no chiyuv to rabbanon. The kids have a mitzvah gemura. I'm not asking if it's a chiyuv. This Yeshonim doesn't. Again, the last time. This Yeshonim is not asking if it's no chiyuv. He doesn't bother him that it's no chiyuv. We have to learn Rishonim. The Rishonim answer that the sugya here, she was not chayev. She did it le mitzvah ba'alma. Fregt Rav Kiva Eger, is no mitzvah ba'alme. If she's not chayev, there's no inyan to do it. Ari the Gemara said, Klo, stam the Gemara didn't have a tzad that she did things stam. She would keep the rabbonon. The answer is, while the kids have a mitzvah, b'mele, she will take care that her kids will mekayim the mitzvah.
Yeah, but there's no raya of the
Koma Moedah. A minute, what?
You have no
raya of the Koma Moedah. Weißt du, this is the thing. But Rav Kiva Eger doesn't ask that question.
That's
dumb. Rav Kiva Eger, steht that this Yeshonim, that it is a raya. Okay. We're not arguing that this Yeshonim, that mitzvah ba'alme is enough to have a raya lefi rabbonon. As they stated this Yeshonim, we're not asking her what he's saying. Rav Kiva Eger asked the kasha, what is the mitzvah ba'alme? What is this mitzvah ba'alme? The teretz, and then zok this Yeshonim, that the Gemara has a raya.
Very nice, but
it's not a raya. Your Yeshonim doesn't bother this kasha. Rav Kiva Eger also didn't bother him. So we see that it's not a kasha. We learn from Rav Kiva Eger how to learn. Rav Kiva Eger is asking one kasha. There's no mitzvah schinuch on the mother. So what was going on in the sugya? And for the Teis Yeshonim, Rishonim, mitzvah ba'alme. And from that, the Gemara has a cheshbon. Now, you're asking, you don't like the Teretz. Psaida. Fregt Rav Kiva Eger, it's not even mitzvah ba'alme. There's no mitzvah de rabbanon here. The Teretz says the kids have a mitzvah gemura. And b'meile, the mother was taking care of the mitzvah of the kids. A minute. This is good lefi Teisves. But Rashi holds that there's no din on the kids. Rashi holds that there's no chiyuv on the kids. So lefi Rashi, we have tzurik de kashe. So what is the pshat in the Gemara? Lefi Rashi, we have tzurik the problem in the Gemara. What is the raya from the Gemara? We have tzurik de kashe. What is the raya? Arish is not mitzuva bechinuch. The Teretz is Rashi in Chagiga Daf Beis Amud Beis says Ovi ve'imoy metzuvim lechanchoy. Rashi is choylek. So Rashi l'shito say that the mother is mechuyev b'chinuch. B'meila the Gemara is glad. The Gemara is glad. Masha'en kein. Lefi Teisus that the mother is not mechuyev b'chinuch. So we have the Teis Yeshonim's kasha. The Teretz is that we're talking about the mitzvah of the kid, not the mitzvah of the mother. Ad kan shchelek sheni shel asugye. This is the Torah of the stipler Barachove. Aber azay, now we'll go to the third chelek of the sugye. But listen carefully. Here now the sugya starts. Zogt Reb Reuven, Chidushi Reb Reuven, Misvore, he says it in his way. Reb Tzvi Cheshin says it in Yad Eliezer, Sukkah in his way. And we'll say it like this. The whole tzad, that a kid could use a psul de rabbonon for chinuch, it's on the mitzvah of the father. The father could train him in a psul. Hopefully when he'll be big, he will do the good mitzvah. If the kid, avada, he has to do the mitzvah, against the mitzvah. Mitzad chiyuv chinuch of the kid, avada is mechuyev to do the mitzvah mit ale protim. This is a glatte svore. Reb Reuven says it, and we'll see later Rabbi Manoach says it also. Again, I want to say a svore. Fur cheshboinus. The next step is not holding here yet, don't see. Again, a svore pshuto, that what we're saying, that the yeshtoim hold, that you could yoytze for chinuch, something that is not good, shol, psulim, it's only klapei, the mitzvah of the father to mechanech the kid. Aber klapei the mitzvah of the kid, that mit rabbonon they made him a bar chiyuve, avade is mechuyev to do the mitzvah mit ale protim. I think it's a glatte zach. Mit rabbonon they were mechayev him to do the mitzvah mit ale protim. I think it's very poshut. If they made him a mechuyev, what, they give someone a half a mitzvah? If they make him a bar chiyuve, so he's mechuyev to do the mitzvah mit ale proti. He's mechuyev to do the mitzvah mit ale proti. This is glat. This is glat. If this is glat, listen carefully. Listen carefully if this is glat. Again, and the mitzvah that was chal chinuch and the chiyuv of the kid, avadi is mechuyev mit ale protim. It's glat? Are you glat? It doesn't help. But that's cautious. Listen. What is glat is glat. It's glat. Chazal decide that also the goyim will be chayv with the mitzvahs. So it's the same mitzvahs. If bezman l'moshul svira sa'im adayraisa bezman azed rabbanon, we do the mitzvah the same thing. Tumasumai bosel be'oif midayraisa, it's only meat. Chazal made chicken. It goes the same halachas. It's animal. Everything that Chazal make with the rabbanon, they make it in the same gedorim. Aber azay. I'm asking if it's not glat. I'm not asking if you have rayas. Why is it not glat? When I'm training someone, when they gave him a mitzvah, he's mechuyev. Now this doesn't chap. I'm training him. No. I hear. Now listen carefully. Listen carefully. Meir, listen carefully. If we're saying like this, that when we're speaking about the mitzvah of the kid, he's mechuyev mit ale protim, and this is the gladkeit, that on the mitzvah of the kid is mechuyev mit ale protim. So we'll go back to our sugya. In our sugya we said, as the stipler says, that the fittest yeshonim and all the rishonim, we're not talking about the chinuch of the parents, because the mother is not mechuyev b'chinuch. We're mechuyev speaking about the chinuch of the kid. As the chinuch of the kid, he has to have ale protim. Ivat the chinuch of the kid, he has to have ale protim, so he can't sit in the sugya of lemalam esrim amo. Even if normally for the chinuch of the parents, you could be yoitze with psulim. But for the chiyuv chinuch of the kid, you cannot be yoitze with psulim. For the chinuch of the kid, you mechuyev to mechanechem with something that is good completely. If we say that the mother, we're not talking about the chinuch of the mother, she's part of the chinuch anyway. So what the mother was busy with? The chiyuv of the kids. So how she put him in a sukkah lemala me'esrim amo, arei it's posul, and the kids are mechuyev in a good sukkah. So what the whole kash of the ritual was? The Yesh Mefarshim say that when you're going to mechanech your kid, you're allowed to give him a chinuch set. So the ritual we see here in Nishtazay, you have to have a good one. Here it was not chinuch, the mother is batu mechinuch. Here it was mitzad, the mitzvah of the kid. Mitzad, the mitzvah of the kid, he's mechuyev to be in a complete sukkah. And if the Gemara was saying that the mother was taking care of the chiyuv of the kid, the meila she had to give him a good sukkah. Meila frek the Gemara, was mit lemalo me'esrim amo.
What
would that happen? The mother's taking care of the kid. We spoke about this. This is the disciple that this was a sukkah here. This is what we explained. This was the whole first 20 minutes. Where we said it? I'm not sure where we said it. We said it. This is the ritual of the Lipsha. We explained that it's no chinuch on the mother. Muzayin the sugi is the chinuch of the kids. If it's the chinuch of the kids, the man, the chinuch of the kid. What is the chinuch of the kid? The meile, the Gemara is asking a good kasha from the sugya lemala me'esrim amo. The Ritva learned that the mother is mechuyev b'chinuch. The meile, he learned the sugya like Rashi. The meile, we're talking a regular chinuch. There's no chiyuv chinuch on the kid. The whole sugya is on the mother. The meile, he said, he has a raya. The loike yeshtoim. He has a raya. The loike yeshtoim. He has a raya. The loike yeshtoim. The yeshtoim learn the loike Rashi. The yeshtoim learn that mitzad chiyuv of the kid. They speak about chinuch. The kid doesn't come to ask us. We have to mechanech the kid. Come on, I'm sorry later. You're getting mixed up. No, no, Shach. Yeah. Again, so the Yeshtoim learned... The Yeshtoim learn that is the chiyuv chinuch is on the kids. Our sugi is no chiyuv chinuch on the mother. So avada, in a regular chiyuv chinuch, you could be yoitze even with psulim. You mechanech the kid, even with psulim you can be mechanech the kid. Can mechanech the kid? Is a kasha. So what is the Gemara's kasha for the Malo Me'esrim Amo? The Teretz is the sugya here was not mitzad chinuch. The mother is potu mechinuch. The sugya here is mitzad the chiyuv chinuch of the parent, of the kid. The mother was taking care of the chiyuv chinuch of the kid. While the mother was taking care of the chiyuv chinuch of the kid, b'meile frek the Gemara. So how you gave a sugya for the Malo Me'esrim Amo? How you give a sugya for the Malo Me'esrim Amo? Was like the Ritva, mikan raya that for chinuch you can use psulim. For chinuch you could use psulim. But doesn't nish the sugya. Chazki, doesn't nish the sugya. Doesn't nish the sugya. The Ritva, he learned the sugya that is no chiyuv chinuch on the kids. And is a chiyuv chinuch on the mother. So b'meile, while he learned that is no chiyuv chinuch on the kids, and is a chiyuv chinuch on the mother. The Meile, he has a raya from here that Lemala Me'esri Mamo is not good for chinuch. Not possible.
asking about this before.
What is that for? The cotton is the old chiyuv. You don't have to take care of it. Okay, this one again. The father is another chiyuv of chiyuv to teach the kid. The kid doesn't want to do. The father has a chiyuv of chinuch. It's two different parshas. It's a chiyuv of chinuch of the kid, and it's a chiyuv of chinuch of the father. No. This is the Steinberg explains. This was the whole Steinberg we saw there in the morning and Seder. It's no din of the father to take care of the chiv of the ben. This is the whole thing of the day of the Steinberg. This was the whole chiv. Again, Mikhtar Mamish, We didn't start the cheshbon. We'll finish 2 o'clock with this cheshbon. Don't ask. Questions later. I'm not trying to. I know one question. I just want to explain. Again. We had 2 kashas of the sugya. 2 kashas of the sugya. One kasha was, yesh toim hold for chinuch, you're allowed to go and give your kid an esreg with a black dot to make a bracha. This is what they hold. This is the yesh toim. Frank the Ritva, I have a raya de loike dvoreim. If you could use for a mitzvah something posul, so what is the problem? Hilni Amalka took a sukkah of lemala me'esri mamo, and she put her kids, and she was mechanach them in a posul a sukkah. It's a raya de loike yesh toim. This is one kasha. What the yeshtoim will answer on this raya? Then we had another kasha. The Teis Yeshonim brings down that his Rebbe holds that there's no chinuch by ktanim, only by the father. The mother does not have to mechanech her kid. She sees that he's not listening, she doesn't have to tell him nothing. Abarazeh Hilni Amalka is a mother. She's not a father. So l'chura, what is the problem b'chlal in our sugya? So he answers that the father was there. What is the mitzvah? If it's no chinuch, it's no chinuch. Sok this type. You're right that it's no chinuch. But Tesis holds that there's a chiyuv chinuch and the kid mitzad atzmoy. This type of explains. The father does not have to take care of it. He doesn't have a chiyuv chinuch on it. Based in anad mechuyah, because there's never a din techeicha on a cotton. And there's no achrayis that the cotton will mekayim a mitzvahs. Oh, but the kid himself is mechuyah. Said Rav Shemzaman of Kemina. The kid himself is there. No one is around. He has to keep the mitzvahs or not. If he takes this, he has to keep the mitzvahs. If he rashi, he doesn't have to keep the mitzvahs. The third chiddush we said, Zogt Reb Reuven, that is mistaba that the whole yeshtoim is only mitzad the chiyuv of the father. Aber afazei vayt, and we see about Rabbeinu Manoach, that chazal will metaken on the kid a chiyuv chinuch, avadeh they will metaken it ki mitzvah gemura. And if the kid himself has a chiyuv, avadeh he has the chiyuv. So lemoshel, the father is allowed to give a kid a shoul, but the kid himself is mechuyuv to get a lulav that is not shoul. My father wanted to give me a shoul. I told him, you're right. I hold like tesis. I need a different lulav. You are Yaitse Yechiv to give me this lulav. He told me, yeah, but you're allowed to make a bracha. I said, yeah, I'm allowed to make a bracha because that's his chiyuv chinuch. I can make a bracha. But I myself went about myself a different lulav because I want to make a lulav b'shalai. And my son also, I told him, the maise, you're right. I marked you the lulav before because I want you to be Yaitse Shitas HaTesis. It's poshna zay. Now, here's the cheshbon. If our sugya lefi the stipler is on the chiyuv of the kid, the alme it's on the chiyuv of the kid. and it goes into the sugya, this kid cannot sit besugya shel lemalo me'esrim amo. So b'meile, frag the Gemara, how mother Hilni and Malko gave them to sit in the sugya shel lemalo me'esrim amo? Are the kid? Are we speak again?
How would the kid?
Shh. We're speaking on the kid. We explain that this is the sugya. No, I'm asking that. Zog this title of the sugya here, when we say how the mother, we mean the kid. Because the mother does not have a chiyuv. This is our sugya. Well, this is the sugya, this is the title. Kach yotze pikotchoy. So we literally feel the rishonim that the sugya is handling the kid. How the mother that wanted, the mother wanted, the queen wants everything for her kids. So for sure she wants her kids to be yotze the rabbanon. So she takes care of her kids. She's not mechuyah, but she does. She wants. Mitzvah ba'almet, this is the lashon. She wants. If she wants, she can give them a sugya lemalo me'esrim. She's not mechuyah to mechanech bichlal. The whole reason she slept into the sugya, because she wants them to have a mitzvah. And the sugya lemalo me'esrim, they will not have a mitzvah. These words, Be'etzem steht in Rabbeinu Manoach, Rambam Hilchei Shvisas Osor, Hilchei Siyem HaKippurim, Perek Beis Aloche Yud. The Rambam says, Cotton, when he's 7 years old, 8 years old, you know, you start to teach him to fast. So the Rambam says like this. Shvisas Osor. Cotton ben teisha shonim uben eser mechanchim oisoi leshois. Keitzat hoyo rogi lechoil b'shtei shois ma'achilim b'sholosh b'sholosh ma'achilim b'arba lefi koyach haben mosifim la'anoisei b'shois ben 11 ben 12 ben zocho ben 11 ben zocho ben ekeivo מסענה ומשלי מדברי סופרים כדי לחנכה במצווס. זוג דה רבינו מנויח. When he's 4, 5 years old, 6 years old, when he's 10 years old, you start to fast for hours. It's like that there's no mitzvah on the kid. Kid is other yes, other name. It's only on the father to train him. So the Rambam says, you have to mechanech, and who? Only a boy, is no chinuch on girls. The Teis Lishonim explains, I should have Teis Lishonim. Ben 11, Ben Zocho ben Ekevo Misane umashli medivre seifrim. Now it's a din on the kid. So Rabbi Menachem says the whole Torah. He says when it's not a real mitzvah, it's only a din on the father. When you want to put it on the kid, he has to fast the whole day. So till 11 years old, they didn't say here the kid because kids can't fast, so they didn't give them the mitzvah. The father has to train him. It's not medivre seifrim. It's a din leargilo chinuch. Take him to shul. Aber when he's already 11. Ben Zoch ben Ekeva is mechuyav to mechanechim. This is the second shlav of the sugya. The third shlav of the sugya. I want to go one more shlav before the cheshbonos. We'll read the Gemara weiter. Zog the Gemara bishleim eleman da'oma b'shein tfanes magias l'schach machleikes darko shel malko leishe b'suka shein tfanes magias l'schach mishum aviro. So the suka was lemalo me'esrim amo, because if the walls will get to the schach l'chura lefi rabbe, it's kosher anyways. So what Rabbi Yudah bought a rai ele leman da'oma b'suka k'tana machleikes chi darko shel malko leishe b'suka k'tano Omar Rabbe Barabbe Yitzchak Ol Suka Asuya Katonius Katonius. It was little departments. We'll see later. Chidako Shel Malko Leishu Besuka Asuya Katonius Katonius. Omar Rabbe Shel Yitzchak Ol Katonius Shabo. Rabbon Otzav Ribonero Besuka Ma'al Yavi Yasve Ve'iu Yasve BeKatonius Mishum Tzni Yusre U'Mishum Ochi Lo Yom Ol Adovo. Chab Yudah Sovar Bonero Gabo Avi Yasve Afirchu Lo Ochi Lo Yamri Lo Adovo. So we mentioned already that the source of the Shmaisa needs a lot of Hezbah. The Gemara said, why is the Malo Me'esrim? Lefi Rabbe, it's kosher. The walls didn't get there. The Malo Me'esrim, it's big. It was little rooms. And now after the Gemara said, you know what is the Machleikes? Rabbi Yudah hold the kids were in the little room, Rabbi Yudah hold them in the big room. Only Lefi that man the Omar, the Gemara was busy to answer what happened. But Lefi Rabbe Sukkah de Raskva, what is the answer? Lefi Rabbe Zeire, that you have to have shade, what is the answer? Again, the Gemara says, the Malo Me'esrim, she was in the little room, they were in the bigger room. And Lefi Rabbi Yudah, everyone was in the little room. And Lefi Rove, that Lemala Me'esrim is Diras Kva, what is the answer? So what do you say, Balabatish? The other room was less from Esrim, one room was more from Esrim, it was like a beam. Rove is speaking. Yeah? Please. Finish the walls up and out, Kev. Again, So it's very interesting. The Pshat HaGemore, it's a mitzvah liyashiv the Pshat HaGemore. What happened to the Gemore? We have a kasha. Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda answered very good. I have a raya from the fact that the whole family was sitting in the sukkah that you could yoytze chinuch with such a sukkah. Right? That's the question from the Gemore. You could be yoytze chinuch, and the Gemore is not busy to answer. Then the Gemara says, why is Lamala Me'esrim? The walls didn't get there, it was a very small room. And Rabbanan will answer, the kids are in the big room, the kids are in the small room. Say, we have to answer what with Alashitas. Maybe the Firov, the other sukkah was high. It was like a beam. But Rashi has a kasha. All of the family, Lefirav Chonon, all of the family is sitting in a sukkah shel Roshi v'Rubai. How one lady with seven kids could fit in Zayin al-Zayin? Sefer Ravim Teimer leRav Chonon the Mukif Luktai b'Shein Machzekes Kevon the Boner Gabo Avu Lefirav Yude leGdoy lo Avu. It's a huge sukkah. So Rashi ain't gonna mean the sukkah Rav Chonon doesn't stim. But Pashas the Gemara Rav Chonon for sure stim. So some answer that could be that when we say lusha tarnegoilim mefir Rav Chonon, like a pipe is a lusha tarnegoilim, yeah. So 7 and 7 in height of 20 looks like a lul. I think 4 and 4 in a height of 500 meters is also mistame. In proportion, as I saw in the achronim, the proportion of the lusha tarnegoilim is something very narrow, is like a lul. Ken zayn, but Rashi doesn't have an answer. Zogt Reb Eliashiv, I have a poshte answer lefir Rav Chonon. How all the family fits in 7 and 7? Zogt Reb Eliashiv, he said here in the Shir Blad here, he said in Tiferes Bachurim, poshte answer. How 7 people fit in 1? Zogt Reb Eliashiv, look how it goes. The mother sits in the room and she has a little table. All of the kids are on the big sukkah and they're eating off her table. If her sukkah is posul, because lemalo me'esrim, so it's considered shulchan b'teich habayis. If her sukkah is kosher, so it's okay. So what? He asked me, Akasha, how the whole family fit in 7 and 7? She was there. So he asked me, Loshen HaGemore. Forget about Loshen HaGemore. Rashi says that it's not emes lefir Rav Chonon. Answer: she was in a sukkah ktana. The kids were in a sukkah gdoilo. Rabbi Yehuda holds the eighth off her table. Mother Hilni fed him off her table, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanon hold the eighth and the own. The eighth and the own. So Shemay Moshe, Lefir Rabbi Yehuda, Shemay Moshe. It's a raya that Lemala Me'esrim is kosher. Lemala Me'esrim is kosher. So Rabbi Yehuda held that they ate off her table, so it's a raya that it's kosher. Rabbanon hold that they didn't eat off the table. Zogt Reb Eliashiv, I want to tell you, all of the shir that we said now, that you're not yoytze with psulim, this is with psulim. But the gzeira Shemay Moshech, it's only on the people that are chayev. Aber avade, you could be yoytze chinuch even b'shem ha'imoshe rachah shulchanoi. You're allowed to be yoytze chinuch. Nafkimin lemaisi, you don't have enough place in the sukkah, the table in the house. The kids could eat off the table. You yoytze chinuch b'shulchanoi daras habayis. What? The Ritva said that the yeshtoim are wrong. Why the yeshtoim are wrong? Because we see from here that it has to be a sukkah ki ilchoso. Ki ilchoso it has to be. Ki ilchoso it has to be. Aber shulchan b'teich habayis, this already is considered a good sukkah. About it, this is only good if it's a din chinuch on the father. If it's a din of the kid, so he gets the halachas completely. But the Teretz says Rashi doesn't hold that it's a din on the kid. So Rashi shitos, it doesn't have a eitzah with Rav Chonon. We have a eitzah with Rav Chonon. This is be'etzem the first chelik. But I'm asking you the kash. The Maisa, the Gemara never said a teretz mit Rav Zeire, mit Rabbe, mit Rove. Only with Rav Chonon, the Gemara was so busy. If it's a small sukkah, where are the kids in the big sukkah? Rabbanon hold there in the big sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda hold there in the small sukkah. So this is the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. Rashi says Rav Chonon sukkah ktana, lo mishane. But what's mit Rabbe and Rav Zeire? What mit Rove and Rav Zeire? We'll get to the Rashi. Why the Gemara never mentioned it? Only on the sukkah ktana the Gemara mentioned it. It's an orah bepshat. It's a kushi atzuma bepshat. Today, Tan Bochim Alein asked me this kasha. The Gemara never speaks about. Zogt Reb Tzvi Cheshin a geoynes. Say the beginning of the geoynes. A geoynes. It says like this. Rabbonon hold. Forget about the yeshtoim. Now we forget on everything we said. Just the yesoidus. Rabbonon hold avad esuke lemalo meesrimame is posul. Aber for chinuch it's good. You could use psulim for chinuch. So what Rabbi Yehuda wants? Our question, the Ritva's question, you're asking a kasha how Hilni sat in a sukkah l'mala mesrimama for the kids. Chinuch, you could take a chinuch set. Chinuch psulim is good. So the Gemara doesn't have to answer. Mefirove, chinuch is good l'mala meesrim. Rab Zeire, chinuch is good l'mala meesrim. Rabba, chinuch is good l'mala meesrim. You don't have to answer. Who is the only one that l'mala meesrim is not good for chinuch? You know who? Rav Chanan. Because Rav Chanan holds it's lusha tarnegoilim. It's an apple. It's a lemon. It's not good for chinuch. Aber lefirove, Rab Zeire, verabe, the Gemara knew that it's good for chinuch. But Be'elam, how it fits with the Rishonim for it. First, the Chap. The Gemara is only Lefi Rav Chanan. Lefi Rav Chanan, we have a problem. Rav Chanan learns that it's a Lusha Tarnegoilim. So Lefi Rabbanon, why it's good? Taratzis, Kitoinius. So when the Gemara switched, first Rabbanon bought a riot to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda bought a riot. They told him she's a lady. They said, no, but the Ketanim. He told him, but what's with the Ketanim? Rabbanon said, we don't have to answer you. Ketanim, elanu baya. Ketanim elanu baya, chinuch is good. Lefi who is a baya? The baya is only lefi Rav Chanan. Lefi Rav Chanan, the Gemara has to say it. That the kids were here and they were here. The kids are here, they're here. Well, Bamshir, one more second. No, say that. Avas gehalt Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda didn't know that. Rabbi Yehuda didn't know that it's not a raya. The teretz is. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chiyuv chinuch is on the kid and not on the father. There's a Gemara in Tainis, Daf Choftes, in Megillah Daf Yutes. Rabbi Yehuda says that a kid could be moitzi his father in Megillah. So Rabbanon, a kid cannot be moitzi his father in Megillah. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, I was in Lud, same place. I was in Lud and I was a kid and I read the Megillah. So they told him. But Rabbi Yehuda says, I was a kid. Zog the Ritva and Megillah Yutes. Ki Rabbi Yehuda soiver shechiyuv chinuchu al hayeled. Velochen hu yochol lehoitzi. Rabbanon hold, the chiyuv chinuch is on the father. Zog the Ritva. So Rabbi Yehuda leshito said that the chiyuv chinuch is on the kid. We said, if the chiyuv chinuch on the kid, he's mechuy with the mitzvahs of all the halachas. So b'meile he bought a raya for lemala me'esrim amo. Rabbanon leshitosom don't have to answer him. Rabbanon leshitosom don't have to answer him. Again, so this is the Tosefos. Again, we have to know the Torah till the kasha vos mitrove, vos mitrabzeire, vos mitrabe. This is the first chaylik. We could say, maybe we could answer the Rutsim. The second chelik of the Torah is that the Torah is they hold that chinuch is not a problem. They hold chinuch is not a problem. The Gemara only hold it's a problem for Rav Chanan. Why Rav Yehuda? Because Rav Yehuda Shitos hold that it's a chinuch and the kids. So why the Ritva did bring a raya? Why the Ritva did bring a raya? Because the Ritva says like Rashi that it's not mistaba that the Gemara is for Rav Chanan. So if the Gemara is not Lefi Rav Chanan, so he has a raya. But this we'll explain tonight.